mentioned she was lied to, so were we. When we moved in, my wife specifically asked, do you permit overnight rentals? This was in 2013. We were told by the sales staff and the developers, no, we do not permit it. They were so desperate to sell these places, they outright lied to us. Anyway, I'm here speaking on behalf of Jen Parent. She's one of our neighbors, lives a couple of houses down the street. Her daughter was taken to the hospital yesterday, and she had to leave for Oklahoma. Anyway, this is what she has to say. She says she lives at 156 Greystone Drive. Her husband and herself purchased this house in 2012. One of our thoughts was that Branson Creek was a quiet, peaceful retirement community close to shopping and hospitals and our church. We liked the natural surroundings and the wildlife and the peacefulness of this community offered. It seemed like a perfect fit. But what has developed here now is heartbreaking to me and all my neighbors. Do you know how many nightly rentals you have allowed in our peaceful, nice neighborhood? I'll tell you, there are 8 houses and 20 villas. Some of these pictures that they're in their folders, you have seen before, but pictures don't lie. You have owners and management companies telling you that they only rent to upstanding citizens, that they will monitor the activities that will happen in these units. But once they get their permits, there is no one to oversee and make sure that the rules are being complied with. As you can see, there are four-wheelers, cars parking on the street, laundry hanging over railings, trash in the streets, large boats, overcrowding of our pools and clubhouse. Let's focus on your nightly rental code, which was read earlier, but there's a copy attached. Nightly rentals in a residential area have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. Therefore, special regulation of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. Our covenant states, which there's also a copy attached to that, no rule shall interfere with the activities carried on within the confines of a dwelling, except it may restrict or prohibit any activities that create monetary cost for the association or other owners that create a danger to the health or safety of the occupants of other units, that generate excessive noise, which happens a lot, or traffic, also a lot, that create unsightly conditions visible outside the dwelling, or that create an unreasonable source of annoyance to persons outside the unit. I believe that the photos certainly show without a doubt that it has and will create more traffic, unsightly conditions, and would create an unreasonable source of annoyance. They have materially altered our neighborhood. Please put yourselves in one of the villas. It's a late night. You and your family are asleep. Nightly rental comes home from a show. What you hear coming through the wall is loud music and loud talk, where they are partying on the deck, which is right next to your master bedroom. That's something you could put up with, something you want to live with. And to add to that, they could be down at each end of the street shooting off fireworks, which I've seen. Or setting a bonfire in the woods behind your house, which I've also seen. The next attachment shows the approximate nightly rentals that you have already approved in our neighborhood. You can plainly see the neighborhood is already saturated. We do not need any more being approved. What really concerns me more is I am in a position and I may want to sell in the near future. I have a large investment in this home and I cannot afford to lose money on this investment. But these high numbers of nightly rentals are to the point that buyers are finding it hard to obtain mortgages. The fact is, this is affecting the sellability of our homes. The ownership and control of Branson Creek has sold in recent weeks. At the homeowners meeting where they made this announcement, the question was raised about nightly rentals. Their director's response was that they would enforce the established covenants, the last two pages of your handout. These are the copies of our covenant showing that a unit may be leased only by providing a copy of the lease to the association and that the lease has to be a minimum of 12 months. Our covenants do not allow for nightly rentals. Our old owner, Branson Creek, did not stand up for us and follow their own covenants. I ask you to deny this application because nightly rentals are not compatible in a residential neighborhood designed for single-family use. Nightly rentals are not allowed under the covenants of Branson Creek, and because Branson Creek has already become oversaturated with what we have. Please, we do not need any more added to what we already have. Please deny this application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Next. Good evening.
Hi. My name is Paul Frampton. I live up on Stony Point, the next street up. This house, this villa is the second one from the entrance, and it's a divided entrance. And if there's any, well, you can see right there, it's a divided entrance. You can't go on, you're not supposed to go on either side. But that picture shows a car parked out in the street. I walk those streets every day, and it adds to the confusion. You have somebody coming in, they're going to swerve over on this side. Sure, it'll tell them when they rent the place that you can't park on the street, but you know how far that goes. It's just the last person that bought that and came before you, his argument was that he was only going to rent it for a year and then he was going to move in it. Well, now he sold it, and supposedly he didn't tell the people that they couldn't, or that they had trouble getting nightly rentals. I can't believe that happened, but maybe it did. I just like for you to deny it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Was there anyone else that was going to speak in opposition of this application that signed up? You ready?
Hello, I'm Chris Lucci. I'm the property manager and the local representative for Dennis, and so I'm obviously here to support the permit for this. You know, I heard several arguments against that could be taken care of by a local representative that's managing the property. I mean, people parking on the street, somebody hanging speakers on a wall. With Dennis's unit, all it takes is a phone call to me and my company, and we're ready to take care of something like that. I know your requirements are that those phone numbers are listed on the building, and so they're readily available to neighbors as well. You know, we hear about saturation. You know, I don't think that nightly rental really adds saturation to roads, to pools, because, I mean, most of the nightly rentals in Branson Creek are only operating at a 35, maybe 40% occupancy rate, meaning there's only someone there 35% of the time. If someone lived there permanently or was a long-term rental, there could be someone there driving on the roads, heading to the pools every day instead of 35% of the time. We have 37 properties. We have very few problems. We, you know, does someone make too much noise occasionally? Absolutely. But, I mean, our customers are the same people that are staying at the Hilton and Chateau on the Lake and you know, the nice places in around town. We'd like to think we have a good clientele, and we're here if we don't. You know, it's it's a bad situation, and I feel really sorry for the people that I've heard that had a realtor or a salesperson lie to them, you know, and they bought their house on the premise, and it turns out that it's a different premise. I mean, that's a tough situation. But there's the other side of the coin. There's Mr. Osborne that's had the same thing happen to him. You know, he's purchased it based on thinking people are telling him the truth, that it's been a nightly rental. It has been, always can be, and so he's made an investment. You know, we're not asking to add an additional unit to the neighborhood. Sounds to me like there's more than enough there, but this has been one, and so it's not an additional one. It's one that's already been. Another thing I might point out is the shared driveway here is different than several others. There's 64 feet between the two garages. And I know some of these shared driveways are very close, much, much closer. I know of one that's, you know, in the 30s. And I've taken a picture here that I want to show you. It's of a car in front of each driveway, in front of each garage, I should say. And it showed you how much space there is at this particular unit. Plenty of room for someone to get in and out. Could drive a semi truck through there. It is the second unit in, as someone mentioned before us. So only one building is passed to get to that driveway. It's not like you're driving through the neighborhood. You come off of Branson Creek, pass one building, and it's the first spot, the second spot there. So we're here to tell you we will take care of problems there. We'll be aware of noise and the type of clients we have, and we'll do a good job of taking care of that. One other point I'll make, we've had no troubles that we know of so far. Nothing's been made of our attention. Dennis has owned that since last fall. We rented it last fall. We've rented it this spring. I might point out that the neighbor that owns the shared driveway, Gilbert Wilson, is not here, hasn't spoken against us. I don't think we've had any problems that I'm aware of with him. And his wife Eleanor, and I think they'd have, you know, called me if there was, and I've had no calls. I've had, you know, no calls from anybody there. So I know of no problems that our rentals there have caused. And I think that's my argument on behalf of it. Any questions I could answer?
We'll need the applicant to come back up to ask questions.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. So any questions specific for the applicant?
Well, this last gentleman brought up pretty good, one before Mr. Lucci, about the covenants. And the new owner is going to enforce the last two pages of the covenants.
I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't put them up there. I can't hear you. Even with my hearing aids, I can't hear
you. Well, you stated that you had a meeting with the new owner, the homeowner association, mm-hmm. and they were going to enforce these last two pages of the covenants.
Mm-hmm.
And that strictly says right there in the covenants, 12 months at a time.
Mm-hmm. But
were you aware of
the new owner? I have a copy of the covenants I received at closing. There was nothing about a 12-month minimum, or I would have never purchased.
Sir, if you go ahead and have a seat.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was my only question. If it looks like the matter would be taken up in the homeowner association as far as whether you can or can't.
Is it possible there's different covenants for Fieldstone than I know this gentleman was in the single family residence at what, Oak Bluff or Oak Knoll?
Fieldstone.
No.
At the Bluff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you can address us.
I'm
please.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's recently taken place, so we'll have to see how that shakes out. So, the application before us was a nightly rental before. The one comment I'd make about the 35%, I live in Branson Creek, so, I live and breathe what takes place there. is the problem is the 35% rental all happens on the same date. So.